It's time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Annie joins us every Monday morning. She's an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art. And she joins us by phone. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. We've got a great week ahead in art in the Twin Ports area, as always, starting right away today, Monday, from 5 to 7 at the Zeitgeist Atrium. There is an exhibition opening featuring Matt Kania's work. Matt Kania is a painter and printmaker in the community. He is a huge champion of plein air painting, so painting outside in the elements all year round. If you've seen someone bundled up, with gloved hands, with little fingers out, that is probably Matt on the side of the road painting something out and about in our community. And what he has chosen to do for this exhibition, the title of the show is Doing a Labor of Love, and he's featuring artists and artisans doing what they love, in the act of creating, which I think is a great subject matter. I mean, you see artists, the finished product, and he is shining a light in the finished product work on that creative process. So folks who are just, in the groove, in the moment, being part of that creative expression of what they share with the world. So that is on view tonight, again, at Zeitgeist Atrium from 5 to 7. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is a Tweevening at the Tweed Museum of Art. They do this the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30. They invite members of the community far and wide to come and speak about the Tweed's collection. And this is a really special one. It is Wendy Savage speaking about the new exhibition Intersections that opened up, as well as the general collection of the Tweed Museum. But this show is just a stunning, stunning show. And I think what is really exciting about it is the fact that most, if not all, I believe actually all of what's on view is from the Tweed's permanent collection. So you go through this show and you just think, oh my God, these works are just stunning and amazing. And the way Carissa Isaacs, the curator, has put them together and paired them and made it sight lines is just absolutely stunning as well. And I mean, you realize these are ours. These are works that are part of the Tweed's collection that belong to all of us in the community. And Wendy Savage is an expert on Native American art. She's also an artist herself. She's part of the show. She's going to speak about all of those things Tuesday evening at 6:30. So that is going to be a really special lecture. She's going to speak, but then she's also going to do, folks are going to be able to walk through with her. She's going to speak about a few of her ones that she wants to highlight, but I think it'll be a great time for folks to talk about what strikes them as well. And then I also wanted to mention that the Nice Gallery turned 1 year old. This is an institution that it seems like it's been part of the scene for a while because they've done such a great job. Amanda Hunter, their gallery manager and curator, has been just a fabulous force in our community for making the Downtown Duluth Arts Walk, being a real motivator behind that and bringing together folks and sort of not leading it, but being part of how it is led. So anyway, she has been a great force. Joseph and Karen, the owners, have also, of course, put in time, money to make this a space for contemporary visual arts that showcases some real excellent voices. And they, as part of this year anniversary and part of the holiday season, they're having a rotating display of works that are maybe a little bit smaller, works that aren't framed. They have these great flat files in the back, so they have folks coming in and rotating what is on view. So as you're walking around downtown, always just make sure that you put a little Nice Gallery stop on your list of errands and fun. Go get lunch and check out the Nice. And then if you were worried that you missed out on Winter Wonderland events this past weekend or the weekend before, there are still craft artisan makers markets up and available for people to shop and have fun at. This Saturday, Lincoln Park is putting on theirs from 11 to 6 at the, it's sort of a block-wide winter market. It's Duluth Folk School, the Two Loons Gallery, which shows off some really great work, Duluth Pottery, Michelle Wegler. These are all spaces that will be open and viewable. At the Duluth Folk School, there's going to be quite a few different artisans, Erica Mock, Bob Husby, Karin Kramer, Mike Tonder. I love Mike's glasswork. these are artists as well as makers and sort of the intersection of craft and art in between. So that's this Saturday from 11 to 6. Saturday, the Nice Girls of the North at the Lakeside Lester Park Community Center. They are always on the first Saturday, but this one's a really special one. They feature fibers, photography. There'll be dolls, handmade cards, bags, and specialty crafts. And then also Saturday from 10 to 3, you can sort of plan out a little hop because many Rivers Montessori School is also having a craft fair, and theirs has chili. So, you know, you can get out of the chili and have some chili at Many Rivers Montessori. So that is the week of art, Chris. It's always a busy one and always a great one.
It's a very busy week. Yes. Quite a lot of things going on. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Chris.
Take care. Annie Dugan, an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art? Every Monday morning here on Northland Morning 103.3 AUMD.